Hi, it's Eric RPG once again, and this is the RPG Grinders review of Yakuza Like a Dragon, otherwise known as Yakuza 7. But this is the latest entry in the Yakuza series. As a grand departure from the rest of the game, where you play as Kazama Kiryu, you play as a new character, and not only that, you have a completely different style of gameplay as well, because it swaps out action combat, which is basically just a beat-em-up with an RPG shell, with an homage to Dragon Quest, and it's even referenced in-game, and it plays exactly like it. Turn-based job systems, and leveling up both those jobs and your characters, and it's quite a hoot. So let's get into it. The game starts you off as Ichiban Kasuga, or Kasuga Ichiban, depending on how you feel. And he's working for this Arakawa family, and someone kills an officer of the Omi Alliance, and he decides that he's going to take the rap for them in order to prevent an all-out war with the Omi. Because the Arakawa is part of the Tojo, and if anybody's played the series up to this point, you know they've had beef with each other for a long time. And the situation's continually gotten worse over the years, so we're trying to avoid basically having the Tojo clan crumble over such a feud. He stays in prison for about 18 years, gets out, and when he tries to contact his boss again, he basically gets betrayed. Well, there's more than that, but I don't want to spoil, so you'll just have to play the game. And anyways, after surviving his gunshot wound, he gets together with a couple other homeless people and tries to get back on his feet and find out why he was shot and what connection his being dumped in this specific city of Yokohama that he's been dumped in. But you'll find out that there's another war in this place between the Ichinjo 3 and the Ichinjo's name, the town or city or place or whatever you're in at this point. But it's got a lot of setup to the original Yakuza game, because even though they come from different backgrounds, Ichiban and Kiryu have a lot of the same traits, but he's unique enough of his own character to be different enough, and you'll learn that later exactly why. And maybe see a few familiar faces as well. But the all-new cast is pretty great, and I feel like, unlike most Yakuza games up to this point, they did a better job of getting each of the characters a little bit more background stories, especially when you do the quote-unquote social links of the game, called drink links, and you raise their bond level, and they get additional bonuses in battle, but you also get to learn more about the characters themselves. And there's a lot of heartfelt emotional scenes in the game, which are only slightly undercut by the naming of some of the enemies in the game. If you've watched Laura K. Buss's video on how there seems to be some kind of narrative dissonance in the game, with a disconnect between perhaps the writing staff and the guys who were responsible for growing in the enemy names and such, or maybe it has more to do with the localization team just maybe not thinking hard enough, because there's an enemy game called Hungry Hungry Homeless, and there's a scene in the game where Ichiban has to learn the difficulties of trying to get a job while homeless. And it just feels like it's a very bad take. But those are the only a few problems I've seen. It's not like Yakuza 3, where there is transphobia and such that they had to fix later. But in the remastered collection, that is. I really like the job system, and I like the shift to turn-based. I hope they keep it this way for quite a while, or if they go back to the old style, it's for a spin-off game. Or maybe they could go back the other way and they can make more spin-off games with the turn-based system. I don't know. Either way, I'd be satisfied with that. But there are a few things I wish they could have fixed, like maybe making job switching a lot easier. I mean, you do have a mobile phone to do things in the game. They didn't do enough with it. Maybe you should have been able to switch jobs from that thing. It would have been so much easier to do that instead of having to go back to Hello Work to change your jobs out or whatever. And maybe money making could have been made a little bit easier, and you don't have to constantly rely on doing the business management simulation, which is fine, but it gets old after a while. There are better ways after that in the post game to earn money, but still, up till that point, it could be difficult to get the money you need, because you need really good employees in the business management sim to make it to the number one ranking, and it also takes a while, so that's another thing to consider. Maybe lower the price of some of those items at the end of the game to get them fully upgraded and made it more lateral, like Suikoden would have been a better choice. But if you're a fan of the series, or even if you aren't, it's a good entry point for the series, because it does have too much of a connection other than the fact that it takes place after the sixth game in the series. So, I highly recommend you pick up Like a Dragon, and I'm giving this game, despite my issues with it, a 10 out of 10, and that's all for this review, and I promise there'll be more in the future, but until then, see you guys next time. Bye-bye.